Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. Have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time.
Hello, everyone. You just heard a short clip of Donald Trump's victory speech. my name is Spencer, and welcome back, guys.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那啊，昨天这个特朗普赢得美国的大选，我想，像 Spencer 这样的美国人，还有我们世界上很多的人都没有想到啊。So much of America and the world is in shock。然后呢，今天也特别感谢 Spencer， 因为他家里有一些急事回美国，就是我们岳阳电话来做这次录音。第一时间问问 Spencer what happened, what caused this。Big surprise, this big upset. 那我们今天节目呢，会希拉里啊、还有特朗普啊、特朗普的胜选演讲，希拉里的败选演讲的一些片段都放在推送里面，希望能够帮大家更好的了解到这次美国的这个非常特殊的一场选举。所以请大家到我们的微信公众号开言英语回复选举来查看。Okay, Spencer, so.How are you feeling after one night? You've had some time to process it. 现在有没有反应过来？
Feeling pretty depressed, Jenny. pretty depressed.
哎，我记得我们是一两个月前做节目，你已经说觉得很 depressed, 很失落。然后今天就是，哎，我看美国的很多新闻的头条，用的最多的一些词，one of the words was upset.Right, it's a major upset.、Yeah. Upset 这里的意思呢，其实就是大家就是大的 surprise， 对吧？其他的一些词就是 ，you know, America is in shock, is in disbelief, Americans are stunned. 反正都是那种哎呀，很震惊、难以置信、完全出乎大家意料的那个感觉。
Yeah, no, it's pretty crazy, and yeah, so it was a bit of an up.Upset victory, and because of this upset victory that no one expected, a lot of people are actually very upset. But for me anyway, and probably most of the people who, you know, sympathize with me, I don't even think upset can really, it goes far beyond upset, to be honest.
你老家那边是 是什么样的一个气氛啊？ What does it feel like there?
Basically, everyone that I know is just extremely, like we said, just upset, disappointed, depressed, and they just, it's embarrassing. It's like an embarrassment. It's seriously, it's just an embarrassment, and we can't believe, like, that this is going to be our leader. Like, how can we even, this person seriously, you know, is, you know, this guy's going to be the head of our country. That's ridiculous.
不管怎么说。还是大家把特朗普选出来了是吧？然后美国每一次选完总统 ，after the results announced， 结果公布以后，那个 the winner they will make a victory speech， 一个胜选演讲。然后 the losing side 输掉的那一方 they will make a
concession speech
败选演讲。大家很多人看了特朗普的那个胜选演讲都觉得，他还是比较。Toned down, 这一次还比较能把握自己的情绪。然后他里面好像一直说 it's time for us to come together as one united people. It's all about, 就是我们要重新团结起来。
Yeah, maybe, you know, well, you know, I mean, there could be a number of reasons for him. I too think that he was a little, you know, toned down, but his speech, in my opinion, was very hollow. It's the same old jargon that you hear from...practically any other politician throughout history is this very general, boring speech without any meat to it. But him toning it down, I mean, maybe he never realized that he would actually win this election. The other thing is, I mean, you know, he talks a big talk about building a wall and deporting immigrants and all this stuff.You know, just as Washington shows that America is very slow to get things done, I don't think that he's going to be able to get, even if he wants to, get done a lot of the things that he said that he wants to. However, whether he gets it done or he doesn't get it done, it's just embarrassing to have someone that would say those things in office as our president. That's how I feel.
这可能也是很多美国人说为什么这么 in shock, 然后很多人像你说很 depressed, 觉得很沮丧，就是因为特朗普他在竞选的时候说的很多言论 it's very anti-immigrant, 反移民，然后 very closed off, 好像很多移民都说他只 care about white Americans, 他只关心白人是吗啊这样的最后我们人民通过自己的投票选了这样的一个人这释放出什么样的信号what message does it send? 哎我昨天真的也没想到然后心里是也觉得很怪怪对于很多认同美国很 positive value, 对吧这种 inclusive, welcoming value 的人来说你真是想不到。但是哎今天特别看了希拉里的那败选演讲片段以后他说we owe Donald Trump an open mind, 就是我们还是要 keep 一个 open mind, 然后给他一个 give him the chance to lead。给他一个机会让他来领导我们的国家虽然我输了但是就是要承认这个事实啊所以哎，反正看以后我们今天节目最后会放一段希拉里的片段我觉得特别特别感动那 anyway 还是要问问 Spencer 其实从那个选票 in terms of the number of votes popular votes、
yeah.
Hillary、
yeah.
Clinton got more but she still lost、
yeah.
对吧
yeahIt's the same thing that happened 16 years ago when George W. Bush beat Al Gore. And it's a very similar feeling. People felt really, kind of ripped off and cheated by the result of that election. And this is no different.
但是也不能说这个就是这个 cheated, 因为其实就是在美国的竞选就是总统竞选的体制里面 it's the electoral college,or the electoral vote that counts.
Yeah.
说的州选举人票。
Yeah.
我们前面说的 popular vote 是普选票就个人选民我一个个投的。这一次呢虽然希拉里他的这个 popular vote 是比特朗普多一点点也就真的多了一点点 ,47.7% 对 ,47.5%. 但是你们 electoral vote is like by each state, right? If they got more votes in that state, then...All the electoral votes from that state goes to that one candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, that's pretty much it. But I actually don't agree with that system, to be honest. That's not real democracy. If the votes show that the majority of the people vote for one thing, but that still doesn't happen, that I'm sorry, that's not real democracy, you know?
所以很多人说其实也不要太被这个结果觉得太灰心太沮丧因为不是说大部分的美国人都赞同特朗普那个论调都投票给他对吧这还是一个 it's very divided 那我们现在就来说说到底是who actually voted for Trump 因为之前好像你看每一个民调all the polls and all the media coverage 大家都觉得还是比较有把握说希拉里会赢 ，so really no one saw it coming， 就是这一次这个结果很像那个时候英国脱欧 Brexit，kind of no one really thought it would happen， 但它就是发生了。你看很多大选以后的分析啊，其实就是说 rural America。Especially the white working class Americans, 他们出来给特朗普投票的人特别特别多，而且这些都是之前the polls didn't even poll them. 所以特朗普那个 victory speech, 他说 the forgotten people, the forgotten men and women of America have spoken. 他说这些人是被遗忘的人，我们就代表了他们，是吧？
Yeah, you could say that he's appealed to the people who've been left behind or they're the people that just haven't really, as America has moved forward in terms of more liberal ways of thinking, liberal policies, just a more open lifestyle. These people haven't moved forward with that trend and therefore they are the ones who've been left behind. You can also say that they've been left behind economically. You know, these are people that have suffered from...outsourcing over the past, you know, 3 or 4 decades. Either these are the people who have, you know, maybe lost their jobs to, you know, free trade policies and things of that nature. But
对你刚刚说 left behind 就是被
Trump's not, yeah, they've been yeah left behind, forgotten about, for, you know, given up on.
对，就是他们感觉到是被这个时代遗忘的啊，很多在他们自己的这个 lifetime, in their lifetime, they have experienced the impact of globalization, 就是全球化了以后，他们自己的生活水平，他们工作也失业了，就是美国现在都是很精英体系，精英政治 ,so this elite class, 好像以前Democrats, 民主党代表的是 working class, 是比较
yeah,
对吧蓝领的。以前我们感觉到 Republicans, 共和党代表的是business people, rich people,
yeah,
但现在是反过来了。
Yeah.
现在好像感觉到the Democrats, 希拉里他们这一派这个民主党代表的是 the educated elite class, 受过高等教育的拥抱全球化的思想非常开放的这样一群人。但是这次出来投票的恰恰他都不是这一群人。
Yeah, you're right. There's definitely an educated, group of elite people who are more democratic, that are more, they care more about, moving together as a whole, the overall progression of society, you know. But when it comes to the Republican Party, you still have some greedy people at the top.Who want, you know, things like low tax rates, tax loopholes, you know, and then you have the poor uneducated that doesn't understand that, the person who's running for the Republican parties is really lying to them. It's not going to make it any better for them either. So it's kind of real. It's just a real disgrace. I'm having difficulty, kind of accepting this, really kind of difficult for me to accept.I think a big problem with the people who have voted for him, not only are they,feeling left behind economically, but they're uneducated. They just don't get it. They're uneducated, and they don't know anything about global affairs. The majority of them don't know.
不是不是，我觉得其实很多这样的人吧，他就是媒体经常说你们都是 uneducated， 你们都是没文化的什么。当然有可能这是一个事实，他们受的教育程度比较低，但是他们很多人就会。
Yeah.
心里特别的气愤，就是说你们都看不起我们，对吧？你们都觉得我们是土包子，我们是什么种族歧视 racist， 我们是什么？那其实激起他们心里的这个 ，you know， they were very mobilized， 就是他们被激起的这种愤怒或者我要去行动的这个意愿就特别大。但是你反观，可能像 Spencer 像你这样的人可能在美国是更多的、嗯、但是他心里的这个情绪就没有转化为 action， 就没有转化为行动去给希拉里投票，对吧？希拉里他代表的这种建制派的 establishment， 我们也不要这样的一个人、嗯、比较中间派温和派 nothing changes， 这个不是他们想要的，就是不管是左边右边的人他们都想要 change， 要 shake up。
Exactly. So actually I was that was another point that I wanted to bring up, and people voting for him is showing that they're dissatisfied with the overall system. They don't care what it is. They want something different at this point. And he's managed to pander to these people and say that he's going to bring along, you know, people voted for him because they're dissatisfied with the system. Yes, they feel left behind. Yes, they feel this, they feel that, but...I mean, I too am someone who's not happy with the system, but、mm-hmm. I sure as hell think that Donald Trump is the answer to it, so.
对对，其实我觉得这个也真的你讲到点子上了，美国很多人都觉得这个体制是有很多问题的 ,very flawed, 但是只是说 Donald Trump 是不是 answer, 是吧？我昨天在手机那个 push notification 一直看 results, 就发现哇几个大的 swing states,battleground states 竞争很激烈的州一个个都倒向特朗普，你们说的 key swing states
yeah
Ohio yeah, Michigan Pennsylvania 好了，那 Spencer 我问你，你是上周回去的吗？在大选前、
嗯、
so
对
you didn't get to vote right 没有那么多时间去 register
well my state's a blue state anyway so we I mean Maryland I'm from Maryland right outside of DC and we voted for Hillary least I know I'm not from a state where we voted for Trump.
但我觉得还是要去懂，有这么多人这次这么 surprising 的投票给特朗普，我现在自己还是感觉要好好的去，我想去理解为什么他们是这样啊，然后可能这个永远都没有答案，这就是全球化，这就是对于一代人的一种遗忘也好，影响也好。But in any case, 我觉得今天节目的最后
if I may say, in a more globally aware country, we just have a better the people have a better understanding of what goes on outside of their own neighborhood, outside of their own country, and an idea of how things actually work. I don't really think we would have elected somebody like this, but a big problem with America is that a lot of them just don't get it. All that they think that they know really has to do with them and their immediate surroundings, you know, and that Tom and Joe, you know, just like really close to them, and they don't really understand why their situation sucks. If they had a better idea of how the world works and why their situation sucks, they would realize that this person wouldn't be the catalyst for the change that they need. Whatever. Anyway, so that's my two cents.
我特别特别认同你刚说的，我昨天想了一个晚上，我就想说，这就是为什么我们要去学英语，我们要去看外面的事。反正我觉得这个世界上多一点这样的人总会是好的。
One of the greatest things that you can do for yourself, your own mind, your own enlightenment, your own education is to see the world if you can. Or you learn so much more about people in general and life, and it just totally opens your mind. And the majority of people that have voted this guy into president have they probably never left the States. They don't know anything than their own little world. And their own little world isn't, you know, the result of what they think it is, you know, and that's why I hope that one day America could be an enlightened society, but, you know, it's got a long way to go.
至少在中国我们还是特别幸运的，因为我们在学不同的语言，在了解不同的人。好，那今天谢谢对，非常谢谢 Spencer, 然后希望你早一点回来吧，因为 you're one of the Americans who have stepped out and learned about the world.
Yeah, well, I hope to be back in the studio with you and Adam and Diana sooner than later. And to all of our listeners out there, sorry guys, sorry that America let you down with this one.
不用啊，真的不用道歉。好，那 Spencer, take care, and we'll talk to you soon. 然后大家对于这次的选举有什么感想，有什么问题，都欢迎到今天的推送里面来跟我们分享，到开言英语的微信公众号就行了。We'll see you next time. 最后来听听希拉里·克林顿，我觉得很感人的演讲吧。拜拜。
Thank you so much. Very rowdy group.And I love you all, too. Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans. This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for, and I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country.But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America, and being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life.